about the gods, when we do yajnas or do prayers, pujas, worship gods, it is mentioned that gods accept something as food.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what is the nature of that food of gods?
Bhakti, Shraddha. Because I told you many times, a mother has taken the baby into her arms, prepared food for her, and feeding the baby, and the baby wants to get some satisfaction that not only you feed me, I also feed you. So what does the mother eat really? She eats the food given by the baby, or she is looking at the spirit, the love.
Yeah.
And that love comes only when there is Shraddha. Love and Shraddha go together. Suppose you don't believe somebody. You don't have faith in somebody. Can you love that something?
No.
Yeah, every day we are using it unconsciously.
Yes.
Whether it is truly having the power or not is not the point. Our belief that this PC is going to last for my entire life. You understand? PC, first thing it takes away is your peace. Then it goes to pieces.
Yes.
And Microsoft is desiring it in such a way, the quicker it goes to pieces, the more likely
you buy
a new version.
Yes.
With the same delusion.
That it's going to last.
Okay. So, it is expression of both two things, our love, our faith, that they exist. That's why I give the example of our ancestors. We give tarpana, isn't it?
Yes.
What does it mean? It means we have sincere reverence. It is that alone, love, reverence, they go together. Second is, it is to remind that they are not dead. Therefore, we also
will not be dead.
It is mostly for the second point that the scripture indirectly is telling